You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he's not troubled by a controversial new opposition advertising campaign, saying he'd benefit from his government's proposed company tax cuts. The advertisements say the Prime Minister has millions of dollars invested in funds holding shares in dozens of big businesses, which would benefit from the cuts. Opposition employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor's told the ABC, "You can take Malcolm Turnbull out of the bank, but you can't take the banker out of Malcolm Turnbull." In other words, his belief will always return to his roots in big business.
The Prime Minister should stand up to scrutiny and not have such a glass jaw. He is the richest man in Parliament. He stands to be the biggest beneficiary of the corporate tax cuts in the Parliament. He just made a $7,000 tax cut for his income last week by voting with Pauline Hanson.
Labor has released an analysis of Mr. Turnbull's financial interests register, showing he indirectly owns shares in 32 companies worth over $50 million. But Mr. Turnbull says he's not bothered by the ad campaign.
The Labor Party is just abandoning everything it used to stand for. I mean, it's so they're now attacking. They want to attack me for having a quid. They want to attack me for me and Lucy for working hard, investing, having a go.
Nationals MP Darren Chester has labelled the Labor ad grubby politics. Mr. Chester's told the ABC, Labor is tackling the man, not the policy.
I think the Australian people see straight through these grubby personal attacks. I mean, the Prime Minister has made money in his life. He's a successful business person. He's certainly not acting out of personal interest. I think it's grubby politics. It's beneath contempt, and it's pretty typical of the way some people behind the scenes want to play politics.
Education Minister Simon Birmingham says Labor needs to take a good look at itself. He's told Sky News opposition leader Bill Shorten would also benefit from the government's company tax plan.
This is about Malcolm Turnbull in a very personal way, the way they've structured these ads. And of course, it overlooks the fact that Mr. Shorten himself, as a major investor in Australian Super, has shares in all of the major banks himself. Would actually have circumstances where he may financially benefit from passage of the enterprise tax plan, as indeed would millions upon millions of Australians. So the Labor Party comes to this very much with forked tongue in the way they address it.
But speaking in Parliament, Mr. Shorten has refused to apologise for Labor's position.
Never get between a Liberal and a tax cut for a millionaire. And before the Prime Minister tours the country, demanding applause and confetti and doing those proof of life videos that he can actually speak to Australians, where he obviates the need to talk to them by going through his selfie proposition. I'll have a selfie. That avoids me talking to you and listening to you and deals with any awkwardness because I haven't got a clue about your life.
The Greens say they're uncomfortable with the ad campaign. Greens leader Richard Di Natale's told Sky News, the company tax policy is terrible in its own right and does not need to be personalised.
I'm not a huge fan of those sort of tactics, but it was the government who brought it on last week by attacking members of the opposition leader and Tanya Plibersek and so on. The bottom line is it's not actually the Prime Minister's wealth that's the problem. It's the fact that you've got massive corporate donations going to the Liberal Party, and this is Liberal Party doing the bidding for their corporate mates at big end of town.
Meanwhile, a new poll shows most Australian voters continue to back Mr. Turnbull over Mr. Shorten as the preferred Prime Minister. The latest Fairfax Ipsos poll pegs Mr. Turnbull at 51% against 33% for the opposition leader. But the coalition continues to lag behind Labor on a two-party preferred basis at 47% to 53%. The poll was held soon after the government's $144 billion personal income tax cuts plan finally passed federal parliament last week. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.